Naptown, the city that always sleeps. Most people think nothing happens in this town that is halfway between nothing and nowhere, but they would be wrong. There is plenty that goes on in this town for those willing to look. Though Ewan has made it clear he does not want to join the Order, Faye has convinced him to help out with their current mission. But even with extra help, this plan involves stealing from someone powerful and dangerous. Did the crew make the right gamble, or should they have folded in the city that always sleeps?
Last time on Naptown, the crew spent most of the time planning their heist and alienating Ewan as much as physically possible, all in the span of about 45 minutes. Faye's in decently deep water with him. Darling and Tanner are having a light lover's quarrel about Darling going on a ship when Tanner's like, well, she's clearly going to die. And Seamus is all around in a good place.
Yeah, Seamus is fine.
Never better, Seamus. Yeah, all your crap's going to hit the fan in two arcs.
Yeah, right.
He's sobbing the whole time. Anyway, you guys all ended with getting on your respective boats. Darling on the normal boat. Faye and Ewan are pairing up on the VIP boat to break into the vault. And Tanner and Seamus are on the houseboat. Who would like to go first? I think Darling should, actually. Never mind. Darling.
Oh, I was going to say I don't think Darling should, because I think she gives enough time for everybody to get onto the boats.
Oh,
yeah, yes. But your stuff will impact our stuff. Like, if suddenly guards are running away from one boat to the other, you know, because you're
okay,
late.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I guess in my, at least narratively, Darling does wait about, I would say about 15 to 30 minutes, somewhere in there, because it's going to take time for Ewan and Faye to get to the VIP boat, and then for Tanner and Seamus to get to the third boat. So she gives them enough time to get settled.
In narrative movie fashion, they are on the boats before you start doing anything crazy.
Yeah.
What crazy stuff are you doing, though?
Darling gets on the boat, and she starts... She's gonna play on the first floor for a while. Something where there would be an attendant. So
like blackjack.
Blackjack or I don't know. I don't do casinos. What's the
blackjack
one where like
or
you
poker
spin
or
the
crap.
Thing? Like there's somebody spinning
roulette.
The thing. Yeah, that thing. Like she's bouncing around those, but like trying to be present there. And she is also intentionally trying to lose.
Okay.
And as she's losing, she's getting more and more visibly frustrated, to the point where I think somebody who is like a staff member who's watching the floor might be a little like, if she wasn't like a 4 foot tall girl, they might be concerned that something would happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so after waiting an appropriate amount of time for everyone to get where they need to be, I think Darling, like, she's at blackjack and she loses a turn.
Because she hit on 19.
Yeah. And she takes the chips that she has, like, left and literally throws them onto the table. This is an outrage. I cannot believe how terrible this casino is. I demand to speak to someone because you are cheating me. There is no way that I should be losing. You are despicable. And just going off on this poor, like, just poor staff member.
Dealer, yeah. Oh,
man, how many people do you guys want to get fired from this casino?
All of them. This casino is an evil place.
Make me a roll. It's not going to be a move. Just let me know how successful you are. Whatever tags you want to apply. What tags do you have?
Okay, so I really like the idea that her mythos is dampened. So she is acting like she cannot use any of her mythos tags at the moment.
Okay.
Possibly later, as she has to deal with Felix, we'll add that back in. So right now, the only logos tag that I have that I think would apply is rumors, because she's specifically trying to start, like, the casino is screwing me over.
Okay, so you're rolling with a +1 then, since you're not using any mythos tags.
Yeah, that's a 5.
So your plan works too well. Like, you start yelling, and immediately there are some... Like, there's the pit bosses immediately are there, like, on top of you. You, like, are able to get, like, two or three sentences out, and they've already, like, escorted you to, like, away from the floor, and you're heading quickly to a room.
Yeah, and the whole time, I demand that you unhand me. This is outrageous. You are going to be hearing from my lawyer, and just yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Ominously so, they don't even respond to what you're saying. Like, you're very used to getting some sort of reaction, and there is just nothing. And it's a little unnerving for you, since you're so good at drawing out people's reactions every other time. And they're not always what you expect, but you can usually do something, and these people are just impassive.
Does that mean they're not people?
To speed this along, yes, they are people. Okay. They're like, Mandy just failed at making an impression. Like, it's more like...
Sorry, it wasn't really something you needed to answer. I was just like, what if they're automatons?
No, this is a normal Saturday night for these guys. Someone's upset about this.
Okay.
And, like, she's 4'11", right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or something like that. And they're like, okay, this scrawny little woman is yelling about being cheated when she hit on a 19 as they throw her into a room.
My headcanon is now that in the last episode of this arc, Zach has made everyone robots.
Beep boop, beep boop.
I think when she realizes that she's not getting a reaction, she starts demanding to, like, she escalates it and she starts demanding to talk to the owner. And doesn't name drop him until, like, the last possible second. Because in my head, possibly saying his name while on the boat, because, like, he's a rift, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe there's a chance of all of a sudden, I guess in my head, I don't know how it works yet, but he's probably very aware of everything that's happening on the boat.
Basically, what she's trying to say is he's Voldemort and his name is a taboo.
I was thinking just, like, his ears start burning, like, that sort of thing.
I think it like, draws attention. And like I said, I have no idea if that's how his power works at all, but I'm like, okay, I'm just, like, not going to say his name until, like, it's the last thing that I have to do to try and, like, somehow draw him out.
Okay, we will get back to that.
Yep.
As you sit, you are thrown into... Holding room is too, like, it's a nicer room. It looks like a nice, like, kind of meeting room, but the door is locked and you are unable to get out.
Is there a picture?
There is.
Okay.
Faye and Ewan. Or Faye, I guess, since I'm Ewan.
Faye and me.
So, you guys easily hop on the boat and you are in nicer clothes because this is the VIP boat and you want to be able to blend in until you are not.
I look dang good.
Ewan agrees.
Yeah, I think she's got like a floor length black dress with a slit up the side and her like little purse gun in like a thigh holster.
Ewan is in a nice suit. Does he wear a tie or a bow tie, Caitlin?
I think a tie.
Okay, I didn't know what Faye's into. So I'm just gonna follow your lead, I guess. You're kind of the head honcho right now, I guess.
Well, I think we should employ your original strategy to get past the guards, maybe with some flourishes.
We can try that. I don't know if it will be quite as easy. I'm sure security is a little ramped up. Speaking of which, I forgot to mention to anyone who's trying to sneak around, is at a -1 because the guards are a little bit more alert.
Okay.
Make me a sneak around check, Faye.
Okay.
The same is true for all three boats. So if Darling's trying to sneak around, she will also be at a disadvantage.
After she's already done the opposite of that.
Yeah, I was just throwing it out there. What are you using to sneaky sneak?
Make others focus on each other, not me.
Okay, that is fair. But you look dang good, so -1. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, good luck.
Can I use Rich? I look like I belong. I have that air about me.
You're going backstage, though.
Okay.
You don't look like you belong backstage.
I can. Can I, like, narratively come up with something that would make us blend in more? People not notice us, I guess.
If you want.
Okay. I was thinking that Faye and Ewan could get, like, lovey-dovey and just be like, oh, we're, like, finding, a spot away to, like, make out. But it's, like, in that side hallway next to the vault. So we can kind of see if there's... like, what kind of extra security there is, and people would see us and be like, oh, they're, like, tipsy and in love. just like whatever.
I'll give you a plus one for that.
Okay.
10.
And then a minus one, though, because the guards are like looking out for people.
Dang it, I have a 9.
Cool. So as you break away from kissing Ewan, he says, well, if your mother finds out about this, she might not think I'm quite as much of the catch as she thinks I am.
Well, good thing I don't care what she thinks.
That seemed quite obvious at lunch. You are able to make it into the back easily enough. And as you round the corner, or like glance around the corner, you see there are now 4 guards instead of just the 2.
Okay.
So, Ewan pulls you back. I mean, the rope-a-dope strategy worked last time, but I don't think I can take out 4 of them. Even with your help, I don't know how punchy you are, but you don't look like you have any weapons on you.
So, she, like, kisses him and then whispers in his ear, if you go for one of them, I could shapeshift into a guard and try to pistol whip another. And in the confusion, you could take out a 3rd, that still leaves a 4th.
Why are we shapeshifting you into a guard? That seems just to take extra time if we're just knocking them all out.
It would just be to cause confusion so that they wouldn't immediately attack me. Maybe they wouldn't do that anyway.
Why don't you just shapeshift into a guard and act like you're leaving one of them?
Oh, I mean, that's fine too.
And then we can pistol whip them.
Wait,
do you have a pistol with you?
Yeah, it's here. She pats her thigh.
You're not gonna shoot someone, are you? As a doctor, I am explicitly against that, Faye.
I'm not necessarily gonna shoot them, just it helps to move people sometimes, or if somebody's shooting at me.
I mean, that's fair. You're being shot at. Your other friends just don't seem to take
that. I'm not trying
to
go in against the blazing.
I'm just worried that we're gonna start shooting people, and I'm a doctor. Also, I can't shapeshift to look like other people, so, you know, I have one face, and if I'm in a shootout, that looks bad for a family practice.
Well, hopefully it won't come to that.
Okay, get shapeshifting. He kisses you before you shapeshift.
With the power of love, I shapeshift. Shapeshifting men of power?
Sure. You still have the minus one from their alert.
Yes. That is a 7.
You made it.
I did.
Okay, so you walk up. What do you say to the guard?
Well, you're in luck. I'm here to relieve you.
Oh, it's already that time? The night passes quick, I guess.
Yeah, lucky for you.
And so he like pulls the key out of his, goes to hand you a key out of his pocket and goes, wait, where's Bobby? Bobby's my replacement, not you.
He called in or something, I guess. I don't know what happened to him.
This seems suspect. I'm going to call this in real quick to make sure you're on the up and up.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. Go to the office. I'll be right here if you need anything.
So he pulls a walkie-talkie out of his belt.
Okay.
So he calls in. Are you going to stop him?
I am kind of waiting for Ewan to make a move. Is that okay?
Yeah. So Ewan probably went around to the opposite side.
Yeah. So as he's calling something in, I imagine like he's on the end closest to, let's see.
If you're looking at the vault, I imagine him being on the rightmost side.
Okay. And he's like, on the left.
Yeah, Ewan went to the far left.
Right, because the hallway is on the left side of the vault.
Yeah, so.
So I think Faye is trying to position herself to take out the other guy on the right.
Okay. So I'm going to say you guys are working in tandem. So make a roll to attack these guys. Like, Ewan will take care of the 2 on the left.
Okay.
The way the game works is I can't really just take them out.
Okay.
Like, as a DM, I just don't have that power in this system.
Right.
So, when you act, things will go. So, Ewan will take out the 2 on the left. He's in position. He's ready. Like, you're drawing a distraction. So, like, you see him move in to take out a guy.
Okay. I guess I should take out the guy with the walkie-talkie so he's not actually clicking it. So, I'll do that first.
What are you using?
Driven.
You also are shapeshifted, so I'll give you that, since you're probably more muscular than you would usually be.
I don't know how much bonus I get from looking muscular.
I assumed it like actually shapeshift you, like Mystique.
Yeah. So you actually have the muscles of a guy that size. So then your pistol whip would actually do damage.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess I have the wings of a bird. Yeah. Okay. So it's a +2, -1.
No, you don't have a -1 for this since you're not sneaking. You're punching.
Oh yeah. Okay. That is an 8.
All right, so you deck this guy and he quickly crumples, but you like mistimed it because you were trying to make sure that Ewan was in place before you hit him. And he goes, Come in front desk. We have a replacement here for the vault security. And then you smack him right at, you know.
So he got the alert out, basically.
Yeah, he got the alert out.
Okay.
The other guy, like, Ewan is able to take out a guy, like his couple. You're going to have to take out the other guy. So roll again as he starts to level a gun at you.
That is an 11.
Yeah, you easily take him out. Like, he crump, like, he tries to level gun at you. You quickly, like, grab it and, like, push it up into his head. Like, he didn't have a good stance. I don't know. I'm making this up. My word, tapestry. I'm tired. So you quickly, like, are able to knock, you know, basically you disarm him and knock him out with his own gun.
Okay.
So all four of these guys are knocked out, and you guys are able to retrieve the keys from them, but also know that an alarm has gone out and people will be checking.
Right. Can I get on the walkie-talkie and say that, sorry about that, we had a little scuffle, but it was nothing we couldn't handle.
Are you sure? We could send more people down just to double check. Do you need help taking prisoners?
Oh no, it was just one fellow. I think we're good here. I wouldn't want to take you away from other spots in case it's a distraction.
I mean, Mr. Ortman did say he wanted four people at the vault at all times, so...
Yes, we have four.
But if you're taking... Where are you taking the person who tried to break in?
We've knocked him out and restrained him.
Shouldn't someone come pick him up?
I figured we'd...
Make me a convince roll.
Okay. Won't take no for an answer.
Yes.
Men of power...
I let you have it for the guard, so yeah, like...
Okay. 8.
We will send replacements shortly, but we think you have the situation handled, so we'll wait to make sure every area is covered before we send someone your direction, but we shouldn't leave someone that Mr. Ortman won't want to talk to tied up for too long. We need to get him someone secure.
That sounds reasonable. I don't want this to cause a hole anywhere else in security.
All right. You are on a clock, but you gave yourself a little bit of extra time.
Cool. Yep, so we grab them keys.
You start to open the vault, and we flip over to Tanner and Seamus.
Alright. So are we just now climbing up onto, like, one, like, the bottom deck of the boat?
Yep.
Can I just, like, look around? Do I see anybody? Is there, like, a patrol?
Yes, there's a patrol. They're currently, like, rounding the other side. Like, they're, like, okay. You're not gonna be caught immediately.
Gotcha. Well, he said we need to get to what, the top floor stern? No, a bow?
No, I think he said bow.
That's what I meant.
Aren't bow and stern the same thing?
No, they're opposites.
No, they're opposites.
Oh, I've only heard aft.
Bow is front, stern is back.
Anyways, the front of the boat. I'm not a boatman. So, I guess we sneak around?
Yeah, okay, you can sneak around. Go for it. Make me a roll.
Okay. Gosh. I guess just private detective.
I'm using predict foe's move.
Yep.
And military strategy, because I can like plan, like I can see where their paths are, and
that seems fair.
Plan them around them.
I rolled a 12.
Did you roll a natural 12?
No, natural 11, but 12. 20.
Okay. Remember, you have a minus one, so it'd be an 11.
Oh, okay. Do I have a minus one?
The boats are more alert because you guys have broken in before.
Oh, okay.
That is a 7.
So you guys stealthily make your way up. So you get into like a hallway. There aren't a lot of doors, which is a little surprising because you're used to like a casino where there's like a lot of rooms and stuff. So you figure it was the same layout. It actually is more laid out, more similar to a house kind of thing, where there's not like a billion doors. As you approach this door, making your way past different patrols, you see only one door that leads to the bow of the boat. At this door, you go to, like, open it. You're like, this has to be the one. And you find it locked.
Do you have anything that could possibly pick a lock, Seamus?
I don't think so. I could try to see if I can get a vision of what the lock looks like, and maybe we could find something around here. I want to try to do See the Unseen to see if I can get, like, a mental image of what the key would look like.
Okay.
And, like, find something to fashion it into a lock or into a key.
Make me a roll.
I assume this is still at a minus one because we're doing things stealthily.
Oh, no, this isn't like... You're not trying to actively hide.
That is a 7 again.
So, you are able to... Man, I don't know how... Like, a mixed success is you're supposed to kind of succeed, but I'm like... It looks like a key, I think, is what you get out of this. Like, I think...
Oh, they're on the third boat. Isn't a 7 a failure?
Oh, a 7 is a failure.
Oh, shoot. I forgot.
A 7 is a failure.
No.
Thank you, Caitlin. You're a darling.
Sorry.
Dang it, Caitlin.
Sorry.
So you start, like, you get a very clear picture of this, and it just looks like very standard key, and you're like, that can't be right. That's exactly what I imagine a key to look like. You know, it looks like almost cartoonish in its shape, and you're like, that's not what I'm looking for.
Well, Tanner is known for breaking into things.
Yeah, I can't really seem to get a good image of what this key would look like. Can you try to break it down?
That's all right. I think I have the key. And Tanner lifts up his severed arm and a axe sprouts from it. He snaps it off and just tries to chop the door in half.
Make me a roll.
I'm using 2 tags.
I'm pretty sure we can't do this stealthily.
Yeah. That's why I stopped.
Chopped out a door.
That's why stealthily. I stopped.
Well, I mean,
I knew what you were about to ask. Like, no, there's no way.
Well, I mean, are we okay with breaking stealth, or do we have like another way to do this?
I don't know. The choice is yours. The reason the door is locked is because Vinny failed a stealth check.
Okay. That is a... it's a 7.
That also fails. You start hacking into this. And as the door starts, like, you just, like, are hacking basically around the lock to, like, break through. And as you are able to kick the door in, you see 2 patrols converge on you from opposite ends of this hallway. Each has 2 guys, and they level their guns at you and start shooting. So face the danger, both of you.
Okay, giant's hide.
Can't take a pounding.
That is a 4.
Is this somewhere I could use that danger sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That is an 8.
Tanner, you get shot for 2 damage, which puts you up to a level 3 tag, because you were already hurt a little bit.
What was he hurt from?
He got bruised up from... I don't remember. He got bruised this arc. And Seamus, you just take a little bit... your status will still be shot, but like it grazes your arm. So as these patrols around the corner and just let bullets fly, Seamus quickly dives into the room that was just opened. A couple bullets graze you on the way by, and they hurt, but not majorly. Tanner, feeling angry and a little impulsive, just stands there to take it, which is not great because he gets shot a couple times. They're not like life-threatening wounds, but they are like deeper gashes in him more so. So it's not like a bullet's lodged in you, but like they're bullet wounds.
It don't feel good.
Yeah, they're bullet wounds that more dig a groove into you, and they hurt as you roll into the room with after Seamus.
So did we completely destroy this door? Did he destroy this door?
The way in my mind is, like, the door is not destroyed, but the door knob is, like, basically hacked off.
Okay.
So when Tanner falls back in, he's gonna, like, kick the door shut and hold it shut with his feet.
Cool. That's exactly what I was thinking we would do. That's why I was asking.
All right, Seamus, go find the thing and break it.
So what's this room I'm in look like?
Contrary to the rest of the boat, it looks rather drabby. It just looks like a room in a riverboat. There is a table with a coin machine, like a poker chip maker on it, which you presume is what you're looking for.
I mean, I'm still going to use my Rift Radar to confirm it.
Yes. Otherwise, there's a couple lamps and lighting around, and there is a painting on the back wall.
Do you need me to roll for that Rift Radar?
If you want to verify, you can. You'll have to roll.
Okay. That is a 10.
Alrighty. Both the coin, the poker chip maker, and the portrait glow with a familiar aura showing that they are, in fact, magical items.
Okay, I'm going to say to Tanner, give me that, and I'm going to grab his bone axe, and I'm going to try to smash the coin machine with it.
All right. Make me a hit with all you've got check.
Okay. What is that? Still add tags and stuff? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
You still get to add tags. And I'll give you...
Do I get a +1 for having his axe?
Yes. But Tanner, for the record, you can only have 1 bone axe at a time. So, like, if Seamus has a... If you make another bone axe, the one in Seamus's hands disappears.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm trying to think what other tags I can use here. I think the hand-to-hand combat would make sense.
I'll allow it. You can take a -1 to your roll if you want to up the power.
Oh, what does that do again?
It'll give you, instead of being a +2 to destroy this thing, it'll be a +3 if you succeed.
Oh, well, I mean, I already rolled and I already saw it, so
okay.
It is a 10.
Okay, so you smash into this coin machine. It looks broken, but not unrepairable, is how I would put it. But at this point...
I was just going to say I'm going to hit it again, but I'm guessing I don't have that option.
You don't have time as the door starts to be pushed in. Cody, roll me a go toe-to-toe.
Brawl like a Norse god, I guess. So go toe-to-toe, we roll opposed, right?
I don't. What'd you roll?
Then it failed. I rolled a 7.
Okay. If you're going toe-to-toe against another player, so like if you and...
Got it.
Say you and Seamus were racing for a poker chip, you'd roll opposed then.
No, that's fine.
So as Seamus lands a strike into this machine, the door is flung open as Tanner is pushed back as these guards funnel into the room. And Tanner, you take another 2 damage from being attacked.
Okay.
So the way damage works in this is as you increase in tiers, doing things with those tags is going to be more difficult. And then if you look at the status track, that's how it like goes up. So like you need to take a level 2 damage to get a level 2 status now, because level 1 damage will only put you 1 slot higher. Does that make sense, Vinny?
Okay, so Tanner didn't go up in status then.
No.
Yet. Okay.
Yet. But if you're doing more physical stuff from now on, Tanner, we should remember that you have a level 2 status.
Is that stacking with the bruised?
Yeah.
So did I have bruised 1 and then I have 2 shot 2s?
Yeah, so if you look at
that,
the...
That would put me in the level 3.
Okay. Is it when you touch level 3? Oh, yeah. You need 3 to get past level 3. So you'll be at a minus 3 for strength-esque checks.
Okay.
Just because you're getting hurt. I'm not trying to be mean.
So these guys are in the room now?
Yes, these guys are in the room and actively shooting at you guys.
Gosh.
I think you would kind of go next because I kind of did my action. So I think it's on you.
Oh, I did an action as well.
Did you?
Yeah, by chopping at the machine.
Oh,
so either one of us. I don't, either one of us could.
Well, I would definitely just try to chop at them then as they come in the door.
So you take the axe back.
Okay. What tags are you using?
I would just sprout another one and chop at them with... So like the axe would just like fall apart as another one appears in my hand, and I do Axe of the Berserker and Brawl like a Norse god.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to say. Because of who you are and your tags, you're only going to take a minus 1 from your physical damage.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
I mean, like, because I mean, like, the whole point of Berserkers is you're just very amped up, you know, so, like, pain is not meant to affect you as much.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm fine either way you want to call it. Like, if you want to do it by the book, that's not hurting my feelings.
Here's what I'll say, to make it fair, you can either take a minus 1, but you don't get to face the danger in what these guys do, or actually, that's a better way of doing it. You're brawling, you can push through that, but you're facing the danger, we'll take the minus 3 instead.
Okay, that's fine.
That way you're not getting, like, just ignoring rules.
Okie doke. That is a 10, because I'm using 2 tags.
Okay, so you are able to quickly dispatch 2 of the guys that are in the room with you.
Question, do you kill them?
Yeah, I mean, if they're attacking me, yes. Like, Tanner's not a pacifist at all.
So you quickly cut these guys down, who are not robots. make me a face of danger roll as they get shots off at you as you... start hacking through the mob.
On a 10, can I make the choice to say I don't take damage? Is that a thing?
Yes, but you should have the minus 3 now, though.
No, what I'm saying is when you roll hit with all you've got, on a 10 plus, I can choose 2 of the following. You take cover, secure a superior position, whatever.
Yeah, you can. I forgot about that. Yes, on a 10 plus, you can do that, so you don't have to face
or
the
danger. Or you can control the collateral damage, right? Isn't that I don't necessarily have to take damage? Or is that not right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. So you're good.
Okay.
So you go into a fury just hacking these guys down in such a way that they aren't able to respond nearly fast enough. Like, they were expecting a gunfight, and you brought a blade.
They brought guns to an axe fight.
But, like, they had that half second of confusion as someone jumped at them and started attacking them. And you take out 2 of them. Seamus.
Seamus is gonna keep trying to destroy this machine. That's the most important thing to him right now.
Alrighty.
Because Tanner seems to have that covered. Unfortunately, I don't have the bone axe anymore.
All right, roll me a hit with all you've got.
Yeah, I don't really... Actually, can I use See the Unseen to try to, like, find its weak points? To try to, like, find the parts that would be, like, irreplaceable and destroy them?
I'm going to say no, because it's magic. Like, there isn't really, like, a weak point. It's, like, being held together by magic.
Okay.
Does that... Like, it's not, like... gosh. A well-balanced machine that needs to be tinkered with in the right way.
I'm actually even struggling to think how I would do this if I don't have... Because I'd just be trying to rip it apart with my hands.
Yeah. To give you options, you could try to run out of the room with it and chuck it into the river.
Yeah, but that makes it... It'd still be retrievable, and you said it wasn't irreparable.
That is fair. I was just giving you... It gets it off the boat.
I guess it would be like you can like try to escape with it versus destroy it right then and there.
Yeah. The room I'm in, are there windows?
No.
Yep. Would our boat be still nearby?
Yes.
I want to try to take this thing with me and chuck it onto our boat.
All right. Make me a... I guess this would be a go toe-to-toe roll because you're trying to like get away.
I'm trying to push past enemies that are trying to shoot at me.
Yeah.
You're playing football.
Yeah, right? I want to use... I mean, yeah, if there's ever a time to do it, I want to use my extreme speed. Try to get past these guys.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
And I think that's really all I think I have.
All right. Make me a roll.
That is an 8.
Mixed success. So they are able to get a shot off at you as you leave the room, which I'm not going to say you can face the danger because
I'm actively running away from them.
Right. So that's going to be a level 2 status. So you are on the brink of having a level 3 status.
Okay. So I have a level 2. How many things do I have in level 2? You said I had
2.
Two of them? Okay. And I need a third to get to 3. Is that what it is?
Yeah. The third one will put you on 3.
Okay.
So you are able to get out of the room as Tanner goes into a fury taking those guys down. But one of the guys gets a shot off at you, not focusing on Tanner, which grazes your leg and really, really hurts as you're limping away. You are able to chuck this machine onto your boat. It hits the thing where it hits the edge and it looks like it's gonna miss, but then luckily falls over into the boat and you're like, okay, this is done. We got the thing we needed. Tanner, would you like to roll again to take out those dudes?
I saw Seamus just run past and jump in the boat, right?
I chucked the machine into the boat. I'm still on the
boat.
Oh,
then yes. Then yeah, definitely. Yeah, so Tanner's just still chopping. Oh boy, that's snake eyes.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Yup.
That oh boy.
That's real bad on these magical boats.
That's real bad. Oh, I'm so sorry, Tanner. So Tanner was a fury of axe and rage. And as he takes out the first two guys, no one reacted. But then he stops to breathe for a second. And both of them have their guns trained on you and light you up.
Is Tanner dead?
Tanner is not dead, but Tanner needs to go to a hospital. You're up to a level 5 status, buddy.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, he got snake eyes.
Okay, so I'm like unconscious then, basically.
You're basically bleeding out right now.
Okay, so Tanner doesn't do anything. He's laying on the floor.
Yeah. I'm sorry, snake eyes are brutal on this boat. It's a critical fail.
No, I mean, it is appropriate for what I rolled.
So yeah, Tanner's just like, I got this, and then is just a couple of bullet wounds to the stomach.
And he was worried about Darling.
Anyway, Darling, we'll flip back over to Darling.
Oh, we're not finishing this fight yet?
No, this is a good dramatic moment.
All right.
So Darling, you are sitting alone in this room when you see a familiar shimmer as someone walks through a portal. Well, I can't say I'm surprised that you're back, but I am disappointed that you are. And my guess, though, is that if you're here, your friends are also here trying to steal from me again. So, do you want to tell me what you're going for before I throw you off this boat into a river?
Darling bats her eyes up at him. I don't think you'd throw a poor, innocent girl like me into the river.
Well, I did my research, Miss Lovell, and you're neither poor nor innocent. And the way you keep batting your lashes at me, I wouldn't say you're a girl either. You're probably more of a woman.
Well, I'm glad that you think so, because that's going to make this a whole lot less awkward. And she needs him in the balls.
All right, make a hit with all you, or roll a hit with all you've got.
I have nothing.
Tanner, please don't get in a fight. Darling, knees someone in the balls.
It is an 8.
And she did roll snake eyes, yeah.
She's doing better than Tanner.
So what are the rules, the dice rules for the first boat? Is it just the crit success and...
Just
yeah.
Crits.
Yeah. And then you have... The boat you're on has crits and the magic either way. Like, you have to, like, the limited range, I believe. Or you need to roll an 8 for a mixed success only, and then everything else is succeeding or failing.
No, I thought the second boat had the up the stakes one.
Oh, okay, yes, sorry. Yeah. So you can up the stakes by taking an extra negative one on something to get a little bit, to get plus one power.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm looking for the rules, since we haven't fought in a while, because combat is almost non-existent in this game for us. So you can make it so you don't take damage, darling. You can get them good, which is plus one damage. Controlling collateral damage doesn't really matter. You can hold their attention, or you can gain one juice. What would you like?
So I don't necessarily want this to hurt him. I kind of want it to incapacitate him a little bit. So I don't know what that would be.
You're trying to slow him down from doing whatever he's planning on doing.
Yes. Yeah, at this point, I'm still trying to okay. distract.
I'll say you hold his attention. That seems like what you're trying to do.
Okay. So then I would assume that he would like crumple a little bit.
Yes. So as you knee him in the balls, it has that half second where he looks at you with just undying hatred. And then he like starts to fold in half and puts his hands on the table to help support him.
Darling's going to reach over and grab his collar and bring his face really close to hers. Now, I want you to listen to me right now. You are done getting away with all of this bullshit that you've been getting away with for so long. And you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
I think we'll flip over to Faye and Ewan.
Yeah, so we've gotten the keys, opened the vault. Anything weird?
Nope, nothing weird.
All right.
I just realized one problem with Detective Tanner's plan.
What's that?
Neither of us are very strong, and even though the steel will be brittle, we have to hit it decently hard. So,
isn't Faye still a bodyguard?
Well, I'm still shapeshifted as a bodyguard.
Oh, I mean, that is fair. I see the beautiful Faye underneath.
Well, thank you, darling.
I'll spray, you punch?
Sure.
Make me a hit with all you've got.
Is she punching or pistol whipping? Because punching even brittle steel seems like it would hurt.
I think he could just pull, like, her shapeshifted form could pull.
Okay.
If there's, like, two brittle spots on it and just, like, yank.
Yeah, pull on the metal.
Yeah.
So, shapeshifting, it's probably all I got. 7. Good thing I'm not on the third boat.
Good thing you're not on the third boat. I'll be like, you could take a -1. Good thing you didn't do that either.
Nope.
So, it is louder and longer than you would hope to get this thing to work.
Okay.
Ewan quickly sprays all the thing, and you have to pull and strain, and right when you think it's not going to work, you fly across the room with the gate and take one damage.
Ow.
You know, like, well, I mean, like, you flew across the room pulling this thing.
Yeah. Does Evangeline come over to
this
side?
Hello. I suppose this is a rescue? And if I were to take a guess, it's from Darling?
In a matter of speaking?
I don't know how she got someone on the inside and a cat burglar?
But just come with us.
I guess. I mean, it's better than being here. Okay, so you guys are making your way out. Make me a sneak check, Faye.
What does Evangeline look like? Like, how is she dressed?
Very plainly. She sticks out.
Can we take one of the suit coats from the downed guards and put it on her shoulders?
I just had a hilarious idea.
What's that?
Faye shapeshifts back, gives her her dress, and then shapeshifts into a guard again.
I had the same idea.
And then we have the awkward scene of Faye being naked briefly in this room with you.
I mean, there's multiple rooms. I'm sure Faye would go to the back room.
Yeah, Evangeline had a suite of things. I was just going to do the suit coat thing, like, you know, her person she came with. Give her a coat. I'm trying to go speedily because people are going to be coming back. I don't think I have time to change.
Yeah, make me a sneak around roll. She will not give you a disadvantage.
Okay.
You still have the -1 from guards being alert.
Okay. So I had a +1 for shapeshifting and a -1 for alert.
Yes.
Okay. That's a 9.
All right. Easily enough, you are able to make it off the boat. You guys get back onto your little...
Right, so I think I stay as a guard while we're in the back stuff, and then, like, as soon as we get into, like, crowd mingling, she shapeshifts back into Faye, so she looks, like, rich. I don't know, debutante is too young, but yeah, just rich patron.
She looks like she belongs again.
Yeah. And they stick to the shadow so that Evangeline doesn't stick out too much, grab some drinks, and wait for the boat to dock.
Yeah, so as, well, sorry, like, so you are you just waiting for the boat to dock, or are you hopping back on your dinghy, how you got on?
Oh, right, we have a dinghy. Okay, yes, we would hop back on
so
the dinghy.
As
sorry.
You guys go into the main crowd, though, so you guys are heading straight to your dinghy, you and Ewan get separated.
Okay.
So Evangeline is still with you, but Ewan is, like, gets just, like, in the crowd, gets separated. It's not like he tried to get away from you.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it was just, you know, like, if you're
people
at Disney
cut
World.
Between us, and, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're like, okay, let's get around this crowd. He went left, you went right, mm-hmm. without, like, talking. And then you, like, both look and you, like, do not see each other at all. You get to the dinghy and he is not there. You can choose to wait and maybe be caught, or you can just shove off without him.
Mm. Yeah, I think she'll wait. I don't think she thinks he's too much further behind.
Ewan eventually does show up. It is not long after.
Okay.
He gets on the boat, but there are people tailing him. So make, you guys are sailing as shots ring out after you. Make me a face the danger roll.
Driven?
No. You can do shapeshift out of harm's way.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
The one that you always use when you're getting shot at?
Yeah. That's a good idea. Do I have any minuses?
No.
Okay. That's an 11.
Hey. So, easily enough, you are...
Best roll all night.
Yeah. You're able to dodge the bullets...
Okay.
And steer the boat out of harm's way. We'll flip over to Tanner and Seamus, one bleeding out on the floor.
Well, really just Seamus.
So Seamus, what are you doing as your friend is bleeding out on the floor with two guards over him?
Can I get to the bone axe and still attack them? Like, can I grab the bone axe and still hit them? Okay, that's what he's going to do.
Roll it.
So I guess I'm using the axe itself. And hand-to-hand combat?
Yes, definitely.
Military strategy?
This is less strategy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah. That is a 9.
So you quickly...
That's a full success.
Oh, yeah, that's a success, so I'm assuming you don't want to... I'm assuming you're going to not take damage.
Yes.
So you are able to chop these guys down with the bone axe.
And I want to be clear that I'm knocking them out.
Okay, so you...
I, like, hit them with the flat of the axe.
Yeah, you hit them very hard, like baseball swing... with the flat at these guys' heads, and they crumple.
All right, I go check on Tanner. Is he completely unconscious?
He can still talk. He's just doing very poorly.
Oh, I did not realize I could still talk. I thought that was out.
Oh, no, it's whatever you want to be. If you think you should be out, you can be out. If you think Tanner is speaking, like, very poorly speaking, that's fine.
Tanner, how you doing? How you doing there, buddy?
I think I need hospital... Like, no. Probably hospital now, I think.
Alright, let's get going. I got the machine onto our boat. Let's get out of here.
What do you mean, let's get out of here? You want to throw me on the boat, please?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Let's just get out of here. So I kind of try, I like help him limp over and get him onto the boat somehow.
Make me a sneak around check.
Does he get advantage of this because he was in the military? He said to help wounded people before.
I'll say he doesn't get a disadvantage on it.
Okay.
Gosh, I don't think I have anything to add to this.
You can still use military strategy, I'd say.
Military strategy? Okay.
I'll still let you have that one.
But then I do get the minus one for sneaking. Well, it's not looking good. One of the dice fell off the table. That's bad. It's a fail. I'm not even going to add it. It's not a crit fail, but it's a fail.
Okay. So easily enough, you guys are able to sneak around the boat and hop onto the ship. Or not on the ship. Onto your dinghy. And you shove off. And as you look back, you're like, okay, everything's good. We can do this. We can get Tanner to the hospital. And as you look back at the boat, you see Lucia there standing with a coin machine. And you look down and notice that your coin machine is missing as she waves to you.
Dang it. Yeah, I guess we just keep going because I got to get Tanner to the hospital. Is she on her own boat or is she on the boat?
She was on the riverboat.
Man.
The big one.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything I can do in that situation. I don't have a gun. I can't.
I think it's a longer reaching plot thread.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess just leave. I flip her off as we leave.
Tanner also does just really half-heartedly.
Yeah, he does like this and thinks he's flipping her off.
Then he loses feeling in his arm.
Yeah, Tanner raises his whole hand.
Yeah.
Tanner's meanwhile like trying to do first aid on himself. You know, like. You gotta staunch that one.
You see her just smirk, knowing that she's won this round, kind of thing. Like, anything you can say, like, she knows she's won.
Yep.
As you guys sail into the night.
Seamus, I think I should have taken her out to spaghetti. I think this is becoming personal.
I don't think anything could have prevented her from being an enemy.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the spaghetti. Fairly confident on that count. It's the spaghetti.
So flipping over to Darling.
But before you get to start talking, we established before that Darling had a pistol and a thigh strap. She definitely would have put that on before coming on the boat. And I apologize if that messes up what your thought is. But she's pulled that out and has that pointed at him.
Yeah. Are you still holding him closer now?
Yes.
Miss Lovell, you really didn't need to do that. But all I can say is, whatever you're planning, whether you kick me in the balls or not, you ungrateful wench, it doesn't matter because I've increased security and I'm sure your friends are already dead.
She locks eyes with him and doesn't blink. You better hope to God that you are wrong. But even if they are, I'm still gonna take you down. Now, Mr. Ortman, you are going to take me through that painting right there, and we are going to go to your warehouse.
Fine, whatever you say.
And assuming that he does that...
So he takes you through the first painting, and you end up in a room that is full of different paintings.
Yes.
He then will slowly walk over to a painting with the warehouse and go through that with you.
Okay, as soon as we are off the boat, I am using my rose bush to incapacitate him.
All right.
Cage of thorns.
Yeah, exactly. Because at some point I realized my friends weren't coming and I needed to do something. So.
I mean, you had a gun to him, so he couldn't. He was not in a position to bargain.
Yeah. Do you need me to roll to do my rose bush stuff?
Yes, you should.
Darling's the one kicking those butt in this episode.
Okay, so I'm going to use Rosebush. Could I argue control the will of others?
Sure.
I think that's it. Oh, I do want to say, though, that I am leaning into my weakness of Schadenfreude, which is my new weakness on my siren theme. And, like, she's not being gentle here. Like, she is very purposefully making this as painful for him as possible, especially now that he has threatened that all of her friends and her boyfriend might be dead.
If you take a minus one, you can mark an attention.
I will. That is a 9.
So, you are able to entangle him, and it looks painful. It's not as painful as you want it to be, but you also know, like, you have to get out of here now before he's able to get himself out, and you quickly flee, knowing that he is trapped but not contained, kind of thing.
It's not a permanent solution.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my plan here would be that as soon as I can to, even if it's just getting somebody from the mystical grove that, because Darling's been in the order. So I think if there's somebody at the mystical grove, like anybody that she's worked with, because she's presumably been there for a while, she like grabs them and has them help her bring him to the mystical grove.
So are you running to the mystical grove and then back?
Yes. Because I think it's right now, I think Darling thinks the most important thing is to get Felix to the mystical grove so that we can depower him as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So as you quickly run to the mystical grove, it is not horribly far. You're both downtown kind of thing. And by the time you get back, he is gone.
Damn it.
Seamus is able to get Tanner to a hospital in time where Tanner
is... Do we pass the Mystical Grove on the way?
There's a hospital where you don't have to. There's a closer hospital.
Okay. I was trying to figure out a way I could, like, leave a message with, like, Sylvia so that the group knows where we are, knows that we're not dead.
Oh, I mean, you could place a call from the hospital.
Yeah, you could place a call.
Oh, okay. Okay, then, yeah, I'll do that.
You are able to get Tanner to the hospital. He is stable, though he will be bedridden for many weeks as he took some very horrible gunshot wounds.
As soon as Darling is aware, she goes to the hospital.
So Darling finds out rather quickly that Tanner is in the hospital and heads there, leaving Faye and Ewan to celebrate their victory with Evangeline alone in the mystical grove.
Hey Wanderers, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Naptown Chronicles. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check out the Wandering Gamer Network website. We also post Let's Plays that we do on YouTube under the channel Wandering Gamer Network. On Twitch, we can be found at wandering_gamer_network, and you can follow us on Twitter at the WGN Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. The intro and outro music was composed by Caitlin Balgaman, who voices Faye in this podcast. All other music is openly licensed or in the public domain. Now, sleeper, it is time to rest. And remember, it is the gods who envy us.